Welcome to Your Face Story, the Chronicles from the Treatment Room, the podcast where we dive into a world of skincare, exploring real stories and expert advice. I am your host, Yolanda Russo, and today I'm going to be talking about adult acne, a topic that resonates with many, but it is often misunderstood. Let's dive into a real story from my treatment room. Alyssa is 35. She's definitely premenopausal. Her skin is strong, resilient, still lots of collagen, and she's still producing enough oils in her skin. So, great. So, this is very easy to... This is a very easy skin to help any problem, really. You just have to understand the root cause of that problem. Okay, and as you know, I am a holistic skincare expert, so everything that I will recommend is natural. Perfect. So I will go into the story by asking Alyssa questions and I will speak it out to you so you know what I'm asking her and how is she answering me and what I would recommend. Okay, so the question is, are you washing your skin twice a day and are you using a cleanser? What type of cleanser? A cream or a gel cleanser? So the answer is yes, I wash the skin twice a day, I use a gel cleanser, and I use pads sometimes. Okay, gel cleanser is perfect for young skin. However, using gel cleanser every day might be a little problem because gel cleansers most likely are based on salicylic acid. That's a little too drying to the skin that it's 35. I have to say the skin is aging already, but nobody wants to hear that. So let's just say it's 35 years old. Okay, so if you are 20, if you are 19 or 20, salicylic cleanser would be okay to use every day. But at this moment, twice a week, that's all what you can do with that type of cleanser. So I would recommend to add another cleanser for the rest of the days. The cleanser should be milk cleanser. It's no longer gel cleanser, it would be a milk cleanser, but not the oil cleanser, okay? So remember that. The next question is, how do you feel after cleansing? Does the skin feel dry or normal? And what moisturizer are you using? So the skin, the answer is the skin feels tight after using it, after using the cleanser. So she needs immediately to put on a moisturizer. Yes, that's exactly where the salicylic acid is too strong already. The skin cannot tolerate every day's stripping. So by changing the cleanser routine, just using it twice a week and using other cleanser for the rest of the time will solve this problem. Now, the second problem is your moisturizer is too heavy because you're trying to offset the dryness. So make sure your moisturizer is not thick. It's a normal lighter consistency. Ideally, it's a water-based moisturizer. When you're 35, you should be adding a serum to your skin because this is the age where things happen. We start seeing lines and skin begins to sag, so the collagen loss is pretty apparent. And the peptide serum, a firming peptide serum, is excellent for the stimulation of the collagen. So you can get that from my line as well, or any other line, just find the right products. Okay, so that's the moisturizer. If your moisturizer is too heavy, don't waste it. You can donate this moisturizer, give it to your mom, or use it on your neck or maybe your chest, the top of your hands. The top of your hands always need care, because when you get to be 55, your hands look aged, and that's not a good look. It's easier to prevent that than fix it. So there we go. You can save your money by not throwing out those products, but reusing them. So we covered that, and now Alyssa is asking what to do in the treatment. What kind of treatment should she get when this happens? Okay, in Alyssa's case, the breakouts are on the cheeks. So this is an indication that she is eating a poor diet, or the choices of diet are sugar based on sugar or fried foods, and sugar, you know what I mean, it's carbs or fried foods, and that's not a healthy way of living. So what is happening, your digestive tract is actually pushing out the toxins, pushing out the things that your body can't tolerate through your skin out, and that's why you get the breakouts on your cheeks. So don't panic. This is a temporary situation. And the problem is, it is a temporary situation until you start squeezing them. When you start squeezing them, you will never be able to get rid of it. You will just spread the infection under the skin, and they will reoccur every single month. They will come back in the same place, exactly the same place. So I encourage you to keep your hands away from the face when you're breaking out. Instead, you can, of course, watch your diet. Usually you will break out within 12 hours after eating something not so healthy. Okay, drink enough water to flush it out, and use apple cider vinegar to just hold it like a mask on a cotton pad over the zit, and it will dry it out, it will disinfect it, and hopefully the next day you will be fine. You can also put an ice cube if this is swollen or painful. You can use an ice cube, and that will shrink it down. And once you start using the right cleansers and the right moisturizers, and your diet improves, you will never have to deal with this. Unless you start squeezing them, remember that. Please remember that. Because it's no one's fault if you start squeezing them. It just doesn't happen to you from the genetic standpoint, from hormonal standpoint. It happens because you are irritating it. You're spreading it. You're not allowing the skin to do what it's supposed to do, which is detox. Okay, so we covered that. So what is your treatment choice? I would recommend deep cleansing to get the pores cleansed, unclogged, and your skin more balanced. Once it is balanced, your skin is going to allow the toxins from the digestive go through and eliminate quickly and effectively without leaving a scar on your face. So exfoliation is another thing that we should be doing. So your cleanser that you, Alyssa's cleanser that she's using right now, is good enough of an exfoliation. It contains salicylic acid. For other people, if you don't have salicylic or can't tolerate salicylic, I would recommend AHAs, BHAs, and glycolic as an exfoliant. Not anything gritty. Not the sandy gritty stuff. That was when you were 17. Okay, perfect. So we covered that. So you can have a facial of this type, glycolic peel, and maintain the skin with glycolic peels on a regular basis. Maybe just visit the facial spa for once a month from now on until you're 40, and then later on you'll probably be doing a more anti-aging facials. Okay, so I hope I answer your questions to the audience, because this is definitely very relevant to most people, and I hope this enlightened you. And remember, the home remedies are very easy to do and very accessible. Now, how I'm going to help her with the breakouts in the treatment room, I'm going to use high frequency. So if you know what this is, it's a little tool with a light probe, and the light disinfects and shrinks down infections. And that's what the treatment is. Okay, I will see you next time. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thank you. Bye.